Friday afternoon, we were chatting to Jeff Stonebanks about the Macmillan Garden Trail, which of course is one of the fundraising events that's had to reinvent itself this year. It's formally been cancelled, but a virtual weekend of garden tours has ensued, and we'll start our little show. I suppose it's too early for you to know how that's gone, is it, Jeff?
It is, really. I mean, I know I've checked online, and we have probably had about 300 people view some of the tours yesterday, but the money probably won't start appearing until today, next day, tomorrow. But we're running close to £4,000 in total this year for Macmillan. Okay. So I'm quite pleased, to be honest. I'd set myself a target of 5, so fingers crossed, and a good win behind us, we might get to 5 within the next week or so. So fingers crossed.
That would be great. Okay. Well, next time we speak to you, we'll recap on that. We'll know the figures for sure. But we're looking at our monthly NGS appointment with you. And have we still got a mixture of some gardens that now formally open with social distancing with virtual gardens?
Yeah, well, I think the virtual gardens are banked now. They're there, available for people to go back and have a look at if they want to. But the focus now really is on gardens that are going to open. And you might remember last time I said that the NGS set itself a target of 100K to try and raise through donations for people having seen those.
Yeah.
And we actually hit that 100K earlier this month, so that was good news. And we've also had some very positive feedback on the online booking system that we've introduced, and I can confirm that this process will now continue for the rest of 2020 and may well be used for some gardens who want to use it in the 2021 seasons too. But bookings certainly have been going well across the southern counties. Quite a few garden owners who were scheduled to open their plots earlier in the year have now decided to open over the next couple of months instead. So July and August, I mean, sometimes may be busier than they would ordinarily have been because people missed out earlier and they want to open their garden up now, having got it all sort of ready. The guidelines have changed very slightly in relation to the serving of refreshments. And I think that while you'll find that most garden owners will still not serve them, but we can now serve beverages in paper cups and pre-wrapped cakes, which some gardens are doing. And as I mentioned last time, some of the larger gardens, you can take your own picnics along too. So, in Sussex, I'm afraid we've got the nap hand this month in Sussex. We've got 15 gardens that are scheduled to open across Sussex, 3 in Surrey and 2 in northeast Hampshire. But those confirmed then in Sussex over the month of August are 54 Elmley in Midhurst, opening on the 1st and the 2nd, and 4 Hillside Cottages in West Stoke near Chichester will open on 2 dates, the 2nd and the 9th, and Peeler's Retreat in Arundel has 3 dates, the 4th, 9th and 11th, and all tickets for those 3 gardens will go on sale tomorrow morning on the NGS website. On the 9th, the garden house in Midhurst will open, and it will have a range of plants for sale too, and Fittleworth House near Pulborough, and those tickets will go on sale a week tomorrow on Monday the 3rd. Lovely Garden Camberlas Hall near Hailsham, which has just had a new walled garden created, is set to open on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th. That same weekend in East Grinstead, 2 of the gardens that open on that trail, 7 Nightingale Close and 16 Musgrave Avenue, will also be opening. They will serve limited teas at Musgrave, and there will be plant sales at both those gardens as well. And then we've got 2 gardens opening up for 5 consecutive weekdays from the 17th to the 21st of August. The first is Pens in the Rocks near Groombridge, which will have a local nursery selling plants every day too. And you can take your own picnic there and sit at tables and chairs provided in the courtyard. And the second is Copyhold Hollow near Haywards Heath. And those last 5 I've just mentioned, the tickets for those will go on sale on Monday the 10th of August. Across now in Hurstmonceux, Butler's Farmhouse is set to open on the final weekend, almost the final weekend of the month, the 22nd and the 23rd of August. They will allow picnics there too, but do suggest you might want to bring your own chair. And weather permitting, you'll be able to listen to solo piano jazz, and tickets will go on sale for that garden on Monday the 17th. In addition to that, in Sussex, Channel View in Worthing will open every Wednesday and Saturday through the month, and the Old Vicarage in Washington has 5 dates, so check the website for more details. We've got 2 gardens that haven't decided on dates yet. Limekiln Farm near Hailsham and Malthouse Farm near Hassock will be opening in August, but you need to check the website, www.ngs.org.uk, each week to check when they are going to be open. Over now in Surrey, listeners can book to see Heathside and Moles Hill House. Both of them are in Cobham, and then you've got Stewart Cottage in East Clandon. They've not yet decided which dates, so again, it's a case of checking the website to see which dates those gardens are going to open. And then finally, in northeast Hampshire, you can book to see the following gardens: Bramdean in Alresford on the 9th, and Wheatley House in Borden has got 4 dates. the 10th, 22nd, 23rd and 24th. And both tickets for both those gardens will begin to go on sale from the 3rd of August, so a week tomorrow. May I just remind listeners also that you cannot just turn up to see a garden. All gardens must be pre-booked and paid for online ahead of the actual visit, and you'll be able to find the full details, the addresses, the restrictions are all clearly displayed on the individual garden booking page when you visit www.ngs.org.uk. But please make sure you read through the restrictions before booking. There we have it, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity to update your listeners on our openings in these difficult times, and I hope I can join you again at the end of August when we will have some gardens opening in September, probably more than usual, as I mentioned earlier.
Well, I can't think of a reason why you couldn't join us then, so let's hope that pans out. And okay. all the best to you and yours, Jeff. Thank you for
Thanks
that.
Thanks ever so much, Joe. Cheers. Have a good afternoon.
And
Bye.
You, Jeff Stonebanks from the NGS. Don't forget.